Jeremy Bradley here, once again live in Indianapolis, Indiana, here at the Homewood Suites by Hilton. I got to tell you, it's like a home away from home. I'm here with Justin and Eugene. Thanks so much for having us here. You know, when you're staying somewhere for 2 weeks at a time, you know, a hotel room can really get annoying. But here, I've got a kitchen, I've got a dining room suite, essentially, I've got kind of a living room, bedroom, I've got everything, don't I, here, Eugene?
Absolutely. It's designed to make you feel as comfortable as possible. What we're most proud of is that it's not like a square box, your typical hotel room, but you really feel like you're in an apartment.
A loft, I was going to say. It almost kind of feels...
Absolutely. A loft type. And with our particular hotel, we've got 16-foot ceilings. So you automatically walk into that suite and just feel comfortable.
Yeah. Now, we've got those pictures from my suite on the website. It's indy.jbonair.com. But again, just the comforts of home. And something, Justin, you were telling me was that there's the social element of it. People do feel welcome because there's a gathering where guests can mingle with each other and the staff is there as well and have some snacks, right?
Yeah. So every Monday through Thursday from 5 to 7, our guests are greeted with our evening social. It's complimentary for all the guests. So light appetizers, beer, wine, as well as non-alcoholic drinks are provided for all of our guests during that time period.
And it really is a great ambiance. You know, we're here in the conference room and, you know, there's brick on the wall and there's just some really old times gone by. Like, you were showing me some pictures in one of the conference rooms that were taken decades ago. They're black and white photos. And the building, when I come up to the front, it still looks almost exactly the same. So you've retained a lot of that charm once you've turned it into a hotel, because this was not always a hotel, you were saying.
That is correct. It used to be an old shoe storage warehouse combination of two. What we're really proud of is the limestone wall that we maintained here in the lower level of the hotel. It's pretty cool. They just don't make buildings this way anymore.
It's incredible, but it still feels really modern. It's great. So, Justin, I've got to ask you, where people want to check out more information about Homewood Suites, where can they go to get that information?
Yep. So they can visit us. We have a Facebook page. As Homewood Suites Indianapolis Downtown, and then also our website. So they can visit that at homewoodsuites.indianapolisdowntown.com.
And we'll put a link on our website just so it's easier. We can go to indy.jbonair.com. Your recommendation for what I should do on a weekend night here in the city in this area?
Oh my, there's so much. Indianapolis is such a vibrant city on the weekend. Throughout the week, it's very walkable. There's shopping, there's restaurants, depends on what your palate is, what you're looking for in terms of food. You've got Mass Ave, you've got Broad Ripple, you've got the Cultural Trail. You can even just hang out in your suite and just enjoy it. There's just so much to do.
What you're saying is 2 weeks is not enough. I should stay longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got it.
And I also have to say, you know, again, when I checked it, we've got lots of local snacks and goodies I have. I'm going to have to send some of those jars of pickles home. I don't think I can eat all of them, but definitely there's lots of great stuff. Maybe we'll share them. We'll crack them open for the social people in the lobby. So thanks so much for making this day awesome. It's been incredible, and I appreciate your time, you guys.
Yeah. We appreciate you having you here.